Okay, we're on Chafei Amud Aleph. We'll go back a few lines. The Hilchasa Kavasi the Rav, the Hilchasa Kavasi the Rebbe. The halacha is like Rav, that you only make her if she, was Mizana, and she got divorced, and she then married the Boel. She's not allowed to. And if she did, then we make her get divorced only if there's Eidim. Where she's also min HaTorah to the Boel, then we make her get divorced. That's the halacha is like Rav. But without Eidim, then if she, b'dieved, if she got married, she can remain married. The Hilchos are Kavoshi the Rebbe. And the halacha is like Rebbe, that if it's Mechur HaDover, and we made her get divorced, or the husband divorced her, because, there was raglaim with Dover, it looked bad. Then, also, if she married the Boel, we make her get divorced. So Mara says, Kashi Hilchasa Hilchasa. According to Rav, you don't make her get divorced from the Boel unless there were Eidim. According to Rebbe, you make her get divorced from the Boel even for Mechur HaDover. Mara says, Lo Kashi. Let's see Rashi till here. Hilchasa Kavosi the Rav, the Omar Ein Machzikin Kola Elabe Eidim, that the call is not significant, only Eidim are significant. Okay, and then the halacha is like Rebbe, that the call is significant. So the Mara says, Lo Kashi. Ha be call it the Pasik, ha be call it the Lo Pasik. It depends whether it's a call that persists or it doesn't persist. Call it a low pasik the leka edim to Rebbe. The halacha is like Rebbe by a persistent call. It doesn't stop. And that's pretty sure that it's true. And even if there's no edim, then we make her, get divorced if she married the Boel. But by call it the pasik, where the call didn't persist, the Gemara is going to discuss what called the call of the pasik and low pasik. Then the ika edim karav. Then only if there's edim do we make her get divorced from the Boel, and if there's no edim, not. Okay. And Tosus points out that's the way we paskin. But according to this, Rav himself doesn't hold like Rebbe. Right? Rav holds that the only time you make her get divorced is by edim, even by call the low pasik, right? Even by a persistent call. But the brises that say that we make her get divorced even if there's no edim goes according to Rebbe. But Rav doesn't hold like Rebbe. But the halacha is like Rav by what's it called, by Kala the Pasik, and by like Rebbe by Kala the Low Pasik. But Rav himself, now we're going back, and we're saying that Rav himself doesn't hold that there's ever a case where there's no Eidim that you make her get divorced. Rav holds, talk of what he said in the beginning, Kipshuto, that's only by Eidim we make her get divorced, and if there's no Eidim, we don't make her get divorced by the Eidim. Okay, the pasuk Rashi, she yotza call acher lomer sheker hu alaz. The call of the pasuk means the call didn't persist, and after there was a rumor that she committed adultery, there was another rumor that broke it up, that said that it's not true. Samara says the call of the low pasuk adkama. How long does the rumor have to persist to be called the call of the low pasuk? Amr Abaya, Amr li aim. Abaya said my. The one who brought me up said, because his mother died when he was born, so he didn't have a mother, but he had a stepmother. So my stepmother told me, Dome de Masa Yoma Upalga. Right? Dome de Masa Rashi Chashude Ho'ir. The people who are suspected of doing wrong. So if there's a rumor about them for a day and a half that persists, that's called Kola de la Posse. The rumor persists for a day and a half. The low amr and the low pasuk beni ubeni, of a pasuk beni ubeni ha pasuk. Right, that's only where it was persistent for a day and a half. They were talking about it the whole time, but if it stopped and there were other rumors in between that wasn't true, and then it went back or whatever, then the maisa that's not called a persistent rumor, and therefore that doesn't have the din of as if it would be aided. Rashi, Dome Masa Chashuda Hiir. Loshen Acher, Dome the Lo Yade Vade Ele Amre Bididomi. Dome Masa means people say it appears to us like this is what happened. Lashon Mori. V'lo Amron Ela D'lo Pasuk Machmas Yira. When do we say that a rumor that stopped, right, before a day and a half is not considered a rumor to make her get divorced? That's only if they didn't stop, if the reason it wasn't stopped was because it was, the reason it stopped was stopped, because, well, could be it wasn't true. But if the reason the rumor stopped was because the person who about was a strong person, right, and people were afraid of him, and that's why they stopped talking about it, so then it's artificial why it stopped. It didn't stop because maybe it's not true. It didn't stop because they were afraid to say it. So then the stopping doesn't mean anything, and if the only reason the rumor stopped is because people were afraid to say it, that's called a rumor that didn't stop. Av pasuk machmas yira, machmas yirahu. Right, and then we know why the rumor stopped, not because it wasn't true, but because people were afraid to say it.
Not condoning it, but
this is what's it called. If in fact there's such a call, we know that that's probably true. I'm not saying that it's mutter to say it, but if people are saying it, there must be something to it. When there's smoke, there's fire. Hello, Amrino Deleko Ivan. And even the rumors are only significant if the guy doesn't have enemies. Aval Ika Ivim, Ivim who diifkule the caller. But if the guy has enemies that we know about, then the rumors probably came from the enemies. And therefore they're meaningless. Rashi, no Rashi. Okay.
How is Rav's din different from the din Torah?
What?
How is Rav says different from the din Torah?
I don't understand what.
Doesn't the Torah say you need a? So what is the Rav adding?
No, the Rav is only adding that what's it called, that in a case where there's no Edim, right, and lechatchila she's not allowed to get married to the adulterer, the suspected adulterer, even when there's no Edim. The shaila is only b'di'evit, if she did it, do we make her get divorced or not? That's not from the Torah, right? So Rav says, "Ein chanami." If she b'di'evit, she got married, it's only in a case where she's also from the Torah do we make her get divorced. But in a case where she's not also from the Torah, we don't make her get divorced. And Rebbe holds no, it's not true. Even where she's not also from the Torah, the Rabbanan made her get divorced. Tanan hasam hamotzi es ishto mishum shemra lo yachzer. Right, a person divorced his wife because there were rumors that she was mizana, and he decided to divorce her. We learned already, Tosa says, that we never force a husband to divorce his wife because of adultery unless they're mamish aided. The only time a husband has to divorce his wife is if there are aidim that say they saw this nus, or there was kinui in stira. In other words, he warned her not to be alone with somebody in front of Edim, and then she wasn't alone with somebody in front of Edim. So then she's a din of a sota, and unless she goes through the process, she's also to her husband. Then the Beis Din makes divorce her. But beyond that, we don't make him a man divorce his wife. The Shiloh only becomes, so therefore, if the woman says that she's innocent and there's no Edim, she's mutter to her husband, and the husband's allowed to live with her. Okay? The only time the husband's not allowed to live with his wife is if there was kinui in stira, or there's edim mamish that she was mizan. What happens though if the following case? This is a person mizana with an eishes ish. He knows that he was mizana. Does he? And now he wants to do tshuva. Does he have to tell the husband? Because he knows that she's also to her husband. So past this, some say that if he knows the husband will believe him, he has to tell the husband. Because the woman's ma'aser lasa, okay. Others say, and it's another Yehuda, that if he knows the husband won't believe him, then there's no tachlis to say anything. The husband doesn't have to believe him; he's only in an echad. The husband doesn't have to believe him, and therefore, what's it called? Sometimes it's better the person doesn't say anything. Then there's another shaila. What happens? The wife knows that she was mizana. So shavya nafshe chaticha disur. Does she have to tell her husband? Because she lives with him, she's also to him, right? She knows. So there also the halacha is, Tosis also brings down, that we're afraid. We don't believe a woman who says Tmei Anochi. She admits that she committed adultery, because we're afraid that she's interested in somebody else. She wants to get divorced, so there's an easy way of forcing her husband to divorce her. And since there are women who do that, we don't believe the woman, and the husband doesn't have to believe her either. So if a woman admits that she committed adultery, right, and the husband says, I don't believe you, then the halacha is he's allowed to continue living with her, and she's allowed to live with him, even though she knows that it's true. But Lamaisa, since the halacha is that she's not believed and the husband's allowed to live with her, so maybe she's allowed to live with the husband too. This comes up all the time. It comes up a lot in what's it called, people who have therapy, and they admit to their therapist that they committed adultery. So I get calls all the time, do I have to now tell the husband that the wife committed adultery? She admitted to me. So the halacha is that first of all you don't have to believe the woman. Maybe she's, you know, stamping it or whatever. Maybe it's not true. And the husband doesn't have to believe her. So the ma'isa, what's it called? That's pretty much the halacha. And some hold that the has to come before Beis Din, and the woman has to say it, and the husband has to say, I don't believe her. And then the Beis Din is mater him to live with her. And then the male, she's mutter also. But pash this, because the question then is, are you allowed to make shalom bayis for people who the woman admitted she committed adultery? They're also. But since Lamaisa, there's no Eidim, and the woman is not believed, the husband doesn't have to believe her, right? If the husband chooses not to believe her, usually we tell the husband, to, if he wants to remain married, that he should say he doesn't believe his wife. He doesn't believe her. And Mamela, what's it called, they're allowed to remain together.
Is he allowed to believe?
Is he allowed to believe her?
The adult,
if it leaves her, then it's Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Vesura. Right? If he believes her, then.
No, can he believe the guy who
says. Is he allowed to believe the guy? He's allowed to be Choshed, yeah. And there's about Shashis, or not to be Polish, his wife. He doesn't have to believe her. It's only
another ground to say that she's Mutter in other Russia?
Yeah, but this guy's doing because he wants to do Tshuva. Right, so in the case where a person does it because he wants to chew, but I don't want somebody to be over Nisra because of me, then we don't say Inar Amesh and that's Morasha. Does it to be Chozer B'Tshuva. Okay. So now the Gemara says like this. Amosias Ishto Mishum Shemra. So a guy divorced his wife because she had a bad name. He didn't have to, but he wanted to. Right? He heard the rumor and he divorced her. So he's not allowed to take her back. See one second, Rashi explains why. Mishum neder, or he, what's it called, was motzi his wife because she made a neder and he didn't like it and he divorced her. Right? Lo yavzer. Rashi. Mishum neder lo yavzer. The time of a forish hasam, bashaleach get, the Gemara and Gittin explains why. Shemata omer yavzer, shematelech zuet zelchachem, laachar sheniseis, v'yater lo nidra. Right? We're afraid like this. If we ever let him, if he knows that he could marry her back, and she made a nether, and he said, I can't stand the woman who has this kind of nether, right, get rid of her. Okay. And then she goes and marries somebody else. And she goes and mata the nether. And the guy says, wow, if I would have known that she couldn't be mata this nether, I never would have divorced her. So it comes out that the get is bottle, right? Because he says, I never had das to do. I only divorced her thinking she couldn't be mater of the nether. But if I would have known she could be mater of the nether, I would have, what's it called, never divorced her. Now, what's it called, it's as if he's mavatul the get lamafreya, right? Because he says, I never had in mind to give her a get, right? Right? And now she's married to this guy, the Isser, right? And her children are mamzeri, if she had children now from the second guy. So in order to avoid that, the Rabbanan told her, look, you're never going to be able to take this woman back. So don't say that if you knew or whatever, find out if she could be Mater Neder or not, because you're never going to be allowed to take her back. Then later on, he can't say, if I would have known, I wouldn't have divorced her. We told you that you're never going to be able to take her back. So you obviously were a gomer to be Dwarib Megarisher no matter what. So then it takes away that shash. Right? Shema Taylor Zuechel Chachem Lacher Shanisis, the Yachel Lanidra. the Yomer Hamagarish, and the first guy would say, Ilu Haisi Odeya Sheesh Heter Leneder Shenadra Raim Hayu Nosim Li Meya Mona Lo Haisi Magarisha. Right? If I would have known that she could be Mata the Nether, if they would have given me $100,000,000, I wouldn't have divorced her. I liked her. I just didn't want her with the nether. She made this crazy nether, and I can't live with a woman who has this nether. But if I would have known she could be matter nether, I never would have divorced her. Mele the gets bottle. The nimtza zem of akel gita lamafreya the okra ubonel min asheni mamzerim lefichach omrim lo mitchila have yodea shamotzi es ishto mishum nether shenadra lo yasro lamis. Therefore, we tell him the following: if you don't really mean to divorce her, if you have any doubts, don't divorce her. Because you're never going to be able to remarry her. And then if he says, I'm divorcing her anyway, then later on he can't come and say, if I would have known, I would have divorced her. We told you that this is final. And therefore, he was gomer to divorce her no matter what. Go find out first before you divorce her. Because if not, you're not going to be able to tell us later on that if you would have known, you wouldn't have divorced her. Because Lamaisa, we told you it was final, and therefore, you were Gomer Das to divorce her no matter what.
Why couldn't he stop and make for Neder? Just
what?
He'd be made for Neder altogether.
No, no, talking to you. He made for Neder certain Dorim and that they know that they know, and only within 24 hours of that day. No, he didn't hear it, so he didn't, wasn't made for it then. It was a Neder that he couldn't be made for.
A Neder to outside Dorim people.
No, it was a Neder that not every Neder can have husband be made for. And if he divorced her anyway, then obviously it wasn't that he really didn't want to divorce her, but it was that he divorced her, he knew, and that's it, finished. The same thing as Shemra. There was a rumor that she committed adultery, and the husband said, I'm not interested in living with you anymore, he divorced her. So he can never have her back again. Why? Can appreciate his time. Shema tinasi lacher. Same thing. She'll get married to somebody else. The yetsa kol alalazarisha shesheker hoy. And then a rumor will go out that the original rumor was false. And the guy will say, if I would have known that the original rumor was false, I never would have divorced her. So he's okay to get. And now she's married to the second guy, Be'ezer, and her children are mamzerim from him. So that shouldn't happen. When there's a rumor and you want to divorce her, we're telling you now you'll never be able to take her back. So don't tell us later that if you would have known, right, she'd have checked it out. Because if you didn't check it out, then obviously you divorce her no matter what. So therefore we tell him, forget it, you're never going to be able to remarry her. Okay, so that's the halacha. He's not allowed to remarry her in either of these cases. So Sholech le Rabba Bar Huna le Rabba Bar of Nachman. Yilamdenu Rabbeinu. Konas Mahu. What happens if he did take her back? He remarried her. He's not allowed to, but he did. Okay? So what now? Mahu Shiyotzi. Do we make him get divorced or not? Right? Is this a case where we would make him get divorced or not make him get divorced? If it be the Evan, he married her. Omar le Tanina. That's our Mishnah. Hanitan Aleshatish. Is suspected of committing adultery, and get divorced, right? And she's not allowed to marry the adulterer. If she did marry the adulterer, we make her get divorced. Same thing over here. Right, if she remarried her husband, who she's not allowed to marry, she may get divorced. Rashi, Konas Maushi Yotzi in Hichzira Maushi Nechufen Lahotzi. If he did marry her, do we make him get divorced or not? Tanina Hanita V'Hasamnami Matkia Mibayla Tekiven Dahotziyua Mishum Shemra Gila Daito Shakol Emes V'Nesrola. Same thing over here, same thing over there, right? That if we tell him that you're not allowed to, what's it called, marry this woman, because you're going to then make the call, you're going to corroborate the fact that you committed adultery with her, so we don't let you marry her. And if ever you married her, we make you get divorced by the adulterer. Same thing over here, the husband, what's it called, divorced her because of the Shemra, And if we let him b'di'evid marry her, then it seems like the call wasn't true. So to be matzah called, we therefore don't let him get remarried. And if he did get remarried, we'd make her divorce her. That's what the Gemara thinks now. So Gemara says no. Amarlei mi dami hasam hotziyua v'hacha hotziya. Over there, Beis Din made him get divorced, right? Meaning either there was Edim, or according to Rebbe, there was Kol Adlo Pasik, right? So it was a strong call, and Beis Din made him get divorced. Memela, she's Asur, what's it called, to the adulterer, Minatora. Memela, what's it called, we make her get divorced even b'di'evet. But over here, the husband volunteered to divorce her. She wasn't Asur to him. Memela, he's not allowed to marry her l'chatchila because of what the Rabbanim were afraid of. B'di'evet, she can stay with him, right? Rabba Bar Rav Nachman, why did he ask the question? Masnisa nomi hotziya tonight, because he learned in that mishnah, not hotziyua. In our mishnah, he learned hotziya. The husband decided to get rid of her, not that he had to. So now it's only the Rabbanim. Okay, she's not allowed to marry the adulterer. Not because she's ushered him from the Torah, only because she's ushered him with the Rabbanim. It's the same thing over here. The husband decided to divorce her because of a shemra. He's not allowed to remarry her. Maybe we made him get divorced too. Vakati midami. So it's still not the same thing. Even though both cases only the Rabbanim, right? It's not the same thing. Hachabal v'hasam boel. Over here, over there, it was the adulterer that's not allowed to marry her, so we make him get divorced. Here is the original husband, so why should we make him get divorced if he remarried his wife Shalom Kedin? Amarle Shaper Dami, what are you talking about? Shaper Dami Adadi Hacha Amar Rabbanan Lo Yichnos Vimkanas Yotzi Hachinami Amri Rabbanan Lo Yachzer Vimkanas Yotzi. It's an issue of the Rabbanan, right? Over there we say that you're not allowed to get married, and if he got married, the adulterer, we make her Motzi. Same thing over here, the husband, the Rabbanan kept their takana even b'di'evet. Mar says v'lohi hashem alume almi l'kala hacha amrin and kambe b'kala v'lesi. No, it's just the opposite. Over there, if we let the adulterer marry her or stay married to her, it's going to corroborate the call that she committed adultery. But over here, if we let the husband stay married to her, just the opposite, it's going to break the call. Probably she didn't commit adultery, otherwise why would the husband have married her? So over here we're breaking the call by letting him remain married to her. So even though l'chatchila we don't let her marry her because of the reason of the possibility of mevatel l'get, but b'di'evid, right, the fact that he married her shows that the call was no call. But over there, if we let the adulterer marry her, it just corroborates the call. And when we have a halacha of hashem and ha lazus l'sayif, you don't let yourself be nechshad, right? So there we're causing the chshad to be greater. Here we're taking away the chshad. Therefore, here we allow him to remain married to her. Over there, not. Rashi. Hashem hotziyua beis din shabo eidei tuma vasur leboil minatora. Over there, the reason that even if he marries her, we make him get divorced because she's also from minatora. Over here, the husband decided to divorce her. He didn't have to. She wasn't Asur min HaTorah. The man's only the Rabbanon, the Dieved, we let him stay married. Marissa is not true. Rav Bar Nachman, Masni Noma Hotziya Tanat. Below it, Rav Nachman learned in the Mishnah also Hotziya. Not talking about Edim like Rav said. He's talking where it was only the Rabbanon that they had divorced her. So here's a raya from our Mishnah, the way Rabbi Bar Rav Nachman learned the Mishnah, not like Rav. Over here, the husband's taking her back. That's not so terrible. But if over there the adulterer is marrying her, that's a terrible thing. Boel Konis, the Dover Megunahu. One says, no, that's still the same. She's also to both of them in the Rabbanan. So here she's also to the Boel with the Rabbanan, and we don't let the Kedushin remain. And here she's also to the Baal with the Rabbanan, we don't let the Kedushin remain. So similar. Amar le Shaper Domi la Hadani, the Hacha Vahacha with the Rabbanan. Velohi. The Gemara says no. Still very different. Hashem hu kishin konas boel alume alme lekol arishon she'emes hayalas. When we let the adulterer remain married to her, we're corroborating the rumor that he committed adultery. And that we don't want to do. So therefore, even b'di'evet, we make him get divorced. Aval hachach shechzira baal betulei batei lekol. But here, if the husband took her back, obviously he held that the original rumor wasn't true. So he's mevatel the lasus fasayim. So even though lechatchilu we don't let him get married because of the chash that he's going to set mevatel the get, right, after she gets married to somebody else. But b'di'evet, if they got remarried, it's not corroborating the rumor, was no problem of lasus fasayim, and therefore we let them remain married. Tamrina midichzira kimle bekala chazer ubadak bekal rishon shel shem ram matzshena. The fact that he took her back is that he checked it out and he found out it wasn't true. So maybe he took back his wife. So here his taking her back takes away the rumor. So even though the chatchila we don't let him get married because we're afraid of her marrying somebody else and him then saying that he, what's it called, regrets giving the get. But the d'eved, if they got married, there's no reason that we should make her get the divorced. Yeah, no, it's not he's mevatel mafreya. But it comes out that when he gave it, it was clear, right, even though it's dvorim shebelibo, but if it's dvorim shebelibo, if it's something clear, then it's like a t'nai. Right? In other words, we know he never would have given the get had he known this. So since it was obvious, then when he gave the get, it was no get. Not that it's mevatel mafreya. We lemafreya know that when he gave the get, he never had intention to give the get under these conditions.
Haran chasei amadala for Mishnah. Hamedi get me the dinas hayom va'omer b'fanei nifter b'fanei nefkam lo yisrei. The person brings a get from Kutzlaris, so the halacha is that he has to testify that the get was written and signed in front of him. The Gemara in Gittin has two reasons why. One is that the people in Chutzlaris were not the key in the Shema, and once he testifies the get was written in front of him, so we ask him, was it written the Shema, that the Rashi learns, and he tells us that yes, it was written the Shema, or that implies, since it was written in front of him, that implies that it was written the Shem Desisha. And the second reason the Gemara over there says is because you ate in the stream of Kaimo. That, what's it called? Since there weren't Adam around from Chutz Laretz to be Mekayim to get in case the husband came and he said that he never wrote it or whatever. So we have an Eid Echad that tells us that's not true, that he did write it. Okay. So if somebody brings a get from Dinas Hayam and we rely on him to make the get kosher, he has to say the funny thing, otherwise the get is, we don't accept the get. So he can't marry that woman because it looks bad. Because maybe he came and he testified that it's a good get in order to be able to marry her. So therefore we don't let him marry her. Rashi, or maybe get him did say young so shom refunny if I next time. The time before he's begin if he shame the key in the shma. Well he says he's so hoil the adibure something. Since we depend on him to let her get married, we can't let him get married to her because then people will say the reason that he said is not because it's true, because he wanted to marry her. Mace, person comes and says that the husband died. Harakti, if I killed him. Hargnu, we killed him. Lo yisas yishto. Same thing, he's not allowed to marry the woman because since we're somich on him to know that the woman's allowed to get married, so we're afraid that people will say the reason he testified like that is not because it's true, but because he wanted to marry her. Somebody comes and says, I killed your husband, she can't get married to Chlal, not only not to him. We don't believe him. Because why? You know, most nation must be Russia. Right? We don't believe a person to make himself a Russian. He says he killed the husband, he's a Russian. But if he says, we killed him, we're going to explain what the difference is, what that means, then she can get married, and what's it called, just not to him. Okay. Rashi. Meis haragti haragnu lo yisa ishto hoil v'al edu so he niseis ikas lazus vasayim. Shema ein of nosen bo v'heid sheker. And since we're being mocked at her to get married because of his edus,
So it looks bad if he gets married to her. People will say that he lied in order to marry her. But she's allowed to get married to somebody else, because a woman is allowed to get married on basis of an eid echad that she what's it called that her husband's dead. Yehuda says that if somebody came and said, "I killed your husband," she can't get married to anybody. You don't believe in bechlal. I feel la acher al piyut. But the issue makes him as more Russia. That Torah Amra al Toshis Russia Eiti. So he's possible to aid as bechlal, even as an aid echad to testify that the woman's husband is dead. He's not believed. He's a Russian. Hargul chinasi ishka la acher. But if he said, "We killed him," right, then he could get married. She could get married to somebody else, not to him. The Gemara boy time. The Gemara wants to know why the reason, what's the difference between we killed him or I killed him. The mice is still a Russian. Gemara says time of the Mdivis Hayam. Do a lay some kill some chinam. The only reason he can't get married to her is because he brought the get from Mdivis Hayam. We're not, and we are somnich on him to say before him. If he didn't say it, she can't get married. So since her whole heter to get married depends on him, Mamela, he can't marry her. Avol me Eretz Yisrael, delav alei kasam chinam. But if he brought the get from Eretz Yisrael, right, and he doesn't have to say then b'fanei nichtov, because in Eretz Yisrael they were b'kiyim l'shma, and there were eidim mitzuyim l'kaimo, there always were eidim, what's it called, who were around. So if he brought the get from Eretz Yisrael, then we don't rely on him, right, and therefore he can marry her too. Yisa shisho, then he could marry. I v'ha meish t'lav alei kasam chinam, v'yomar mar isha daiko minseva, uktani lo yisa shisho. Nice. When somebody comes and says that the husband died, we're not sonnech on him, right? An eid echad is not believed to change the status of a woman. So why talk do we believe in eid echad? Because we are sonnech on the fact that a woman is what's it called? A woman is careful to make sure that her husband's dead before she remarries. So we have a chazaka that she wouldn't allow herself to remarry unless she knew for sure he was dead. So therefore the Rabbanim were Mekel and were Makabel the Eidus of an Eid Echad, but not because we're Somech on the Eid Echad, but because once there's an Eid Echad who says that he's dead, right, the woman, we know the woman, right, will listen to that and check it out, and she won't get married unless she knows for sure, and therefore it's Chazaka the guy's dead if she's willing to get married. So we're not Somech on him, we're Somech on the Chazaka. Same thing if what's it called, if he brings the get, we're Somech on the get, even though he has to say b'fanei nichtov b'fanei nechtam, but the ikar is the get, right? So therefore, what's it called? Why? Even though he's bringing the get, l'maisa, he's bringing the get. Same thing over here. L'maisa, he's the one who is precipitating this chazaka. So why, if he brings a get where he doesn't have to say b'fanei nichtov, can he marry her? Why is that different than where he testifies that the husband's dead and he can't marry her? Even over there also, we're not somech on him completely. This man, as the Gemara says, hasam lekaksava, hacha ikaksava. No, over there, the maisa, the whole inyan of being mata, this woman is precipitated by the edus of the eid echad. There's nothing else. So even though, in the end, we're not really dependent on him, he's only an eid echad, we're depending on the chazaka, but he's the one who precipitated the chazaka. But over here, the reason she can get married has nothing to do with him. He just happened to bring this get. But the reason she get married is because there's a get. So the maisa, what's it called, since there is a get, and we're not dependent on him, he's not precipitating the heter, that's why he can marry her. Just not being get l'misa, shahaksav mochiach. Gabi, another thing the Mishnah says, that there are certain women who can't bring a get from chutz l'aretz and say b'fanei nichtov b'fanei nechtam. They're not believed because we're afraid that they're lying. They don't like this woman and they would like to mess her up, right? Her mother-in-law is one, her husband's daughter, right, her stepdaughter. These are people that don't like her, and therefore they're not believed to say that the husband died, not to bring a get, right? So the Gemara says, why can they bring a get and say b'fanei nichtov b'fanei nechtam? Because to bring the get, we don't not somnich on them completely. There's a get, but to say that the husband died, there would somnich on them completely. Then they're not believed. Rashi.
Bring a get?
Yeah, we can bring a get too. Rashi.
Avon Meretz Yisrael, how may be get Meretz Yisrael, ain't sorich lomer funny to Benechta. I have a mace, the loa lawyer Samchinam, the he omer mace bow, hod the shoru rabbon and lin sube la acher loa leo Samchinam. Right? When somebody comes and says that the husband died, we don't really rely on him, he's only in Erecha. But there's a chazaka that the woman is daiko minsuba. The omer marvel perico isha rabba. Hainu tamid the eilechad neeman lahasi isha mishum dehi gufa daika ad shiodah shemes vaday. The achrikach nises. We have a chazaka. A woman would not remarry unless she knew for sure her husband was dead. So we're somach on that chazaka. Ma ben get lemisa the hamevi itznan af hanoshim shenu neeman eslomer meis bala kigon chamosa v'yavimta v'tzarosa ubas bala. Even women who are not believed to say that the husband died are believed, Namanas Lahavi Gita, they're believed to bring the gift. Right? The Afal Pish Shetzrichos Lomber Faninechta, even though they have to say Faninechta, Faninechta. Uma Ben Get LaMisa, what's the difference between Get and Misa? Shaksav Mochiach, because the Ksav of the Get is Mochiach that the husband sent it. The Lav Allah Samchina Kokas, we're not dependent completely on them. So when it came to these people, right, there they believed her even to say b'fanei nitzafai nechta. Over here, though, to let the guy marry her, since l'maisa he is involved, that much not. But where, what's it called, where he brings the get from Eretz Yisrael, doesn't have to say anything, even though he's the one who brought the get, there we let him marry her also. Okay. Go on. If the aide says he's dead, I killed him, or we killed him, then he's believed to let her get married, but he can't marry her. This aide can't marry the wife, can't marry the woman. But she's allowed to get married. Means we believe him. The Omer of Yosef, Ploni Ravani Laonsi, Huva Acher Mitzar from Lahargo. Right. I, Rav Yosef, said that if somebody comes and testifies that Reuven, what's it called, raped me, right, against my will, okay, homosexual, so he can be an aide, one aide, and be mitzarek with another aide to kill Reuven. Okay, there's two aide now that Reuven committed a homosexual rape. So but if Shimon says Reuven, what's it called, had a homosexual relationship with me with willingly, then he's basically testifying that he's a Russia, right? Then Russia who? Torah Amra Aproshes Yotcha in Russia Lios Eid Chomos, then he's not an aid. He can't be an aid even against Reuven because his aidus tells us that he's a Russia, right? That he involved himself in this willingly. So he's a Rasha, the feet of our Rav, he can't be an aid. So therefore, we can't kill Reuven either because we only have one aid. So if that's the case, same thing over here. The guy says, I murdered your husband. Basically, he's a Rasha. So why should we believe him that she should get married altogether? He's an aid echad as a Rasha. The chite mashani aidus isha dakilu barabonan, just like the Rabban were make to makabel an aid echad. By Eidus Isha. They were Makabla Rosh, right? In other words, as long as there's some Eidus, we have the Chazaka. So they were Makabla Rosh, just like they're Makabla Neidecha, they're Makabla Rosh. Aiva Omer of Menashe, Gazlan de Divrehem, Koshava Eidus Isha. Right? Somebody who's Pasul Midarabonim, right? A Gazlan Midarabonim, right? He's not really, what you call Pasul min HaTorah the Eidus. He just stole something that passes him to Rabbana. So he's kosher the Eidus Isha. The Rabbana will make him, and even though for other Eidus he's Pasul min the Rabbana, here he's kosher. Gazlan to Divrei Torah, Pasul Eidus Isha. But a Gazlan, the Divrei Torah, and this guy who says I murdered somebody, is Pasul the Eidus min HaTorah. So he's Pasul also the Eidus Isha. They weren't Makos in Makabal Rishoyim. So the Chara, why over here, if the guy said, I killed your husband, is she allowed to get married? The Chara is not even an Eid Echad. Because he, according to him, he's a Russian. And he's Pasul the Eidus.
Where it says, so Nema Rav Menashe the Omar Kreb Yehuda, Rav Menashe who says that a what's it called, a Tzul Dioraisa is possible that Edis Isha, the Chora has to hold like Rav Yehuda, who says that if he says, I killed him, right, then he's not believed and she can't get married to anybody. But the Rabbanan who holds she could, can't hold like Rav Menashe. Doesn't hold, the Rav Menashe can't be in the Rabbanan, because Rabbanan say if somebody says he kills her, and he's possible that Edis Menashe, he's still believed, and she can get married. Omer Lecha Rav Menashe, I know the Amri Afil Rabbanan. No, I can even be like the Rabbanan. Right? Aye, the time of the Rabbanan, Hacha, to the Rabbah. Why did the Rabbanan agree that what's it called, that if he says Haraktiv, that we believe him? Why? The Omer Rabbah, Adam Korav Eitzalasma. Because a person is Korav to himself to the point where you can't give Edis about yourself. Okay, it's not called Edis. That's what it means, Adam Korav Eitzalasma. The ain't other Mesim Atma Russia. And we don't believe you to say that you're a Russian. The Mela, we split your Aegis. The part said about yourself, we don't believe you. And that's not considered Aegis, that it passes the other part. But we believe you, regardless of the other person. Right? So therefore, we say that he's dead, but we, what's it called, right, but we don't believe you that, what's it called, that you killed him. Like Rava said over there, by Tloni Ravani, the little Tloni. Rava argues on Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, if the guy says that Reuven lived with me willingly, then we can't kill Reuven either because he's a Russian. And Rava says, no. The part that you said that Reuven committed this sin, we believe. We don't believe he did it with you. So we don't believe you to make yourself a Russian. But we believe you that what Reuven did. So we kill Reuven if you're mitzvah with another egg. That's called Palginan Dibura. We split up what he says. The part that he said about himself, we don't listen to. And we say that we believe you that Reuven committed this sin, but not with you. So therefore you're not a Russian. And Rav Yosef holds, no, we don't aim Palginan Dibura. We don't split it up. Either we accept the whole thing or we accept nothing. And if we accept the whole thing, you're a Russian. So we can't accept anything. See, there's no Aegis, we can't kill Reuven either. So that's where what they're called, but over here by Aegis Isha, we believe him that he killed him. We don't believe him Legabe himself, but we believe the guy's dead, and therefore she can get married. That's therefore Rav Menashe, who says that a Gazlan Min HaTorah is possible to Aegis Isha, that's only when we know he's possible. But here the only way we know that he's possible is because he said he killed him. And we don't believe that. So Mamela, we believe him, Legabe, the fact that he's dead, and we don't believe him, Legabe, the what's it called, the, that's how the, how Rav Menashe learns the Rabbana. Okay, like Rav. Rashi. Tloni Ravani La'omsi Lahor Goes Harobeya. So somebody says, Reuven raped me, we believe him, and together with another aid, we kill Reuven. Gazon Divrayim, Kemo Matriche Yonim. Right? Gazon Divrayim is a gambler, a person who runs pigeon races. Masachik Bikuvia, right? Also a gambler with dice. Because there, it's not Gzela Min HaTorah, because they both agree. Right? But it's Gzela the Rabbanan, because it's an only asmachta. Everybody's hoping they're going to win, and they don't really want to give the other person. So it's zeila the rabbanan. Kol ha'edus shein ha'ishik sheir lo af hein einam sheir. Right. Va'alo omer Rav Menashe zoso meres gazlan divrayhem. Right. So Menashe said only where you're a gazlan mid the rabbanan are you believed. But you're gazlan min haTorah, you're possible edus. Even edus isha. Rava Poligaleder of Yosef, Omer Afilu, Omer Ploni, Ravani, Litzoni, Huva Acher Mitzvara Fahar, Gola Roveya, Yekivin Shazem, Mishkavin Leedus, Neman Huetzu Chavero. He's believed to be an aid against Reuven. But he's not believed to tell us that he did, that it was him and he's a Russian. The Ein Neman Alatsmo, Nasha Omer Litzoni, the Adam Korov Eitzalatsmo, the Korov Pasol Leedus, Bein Latova, Bein Leroa.
Hilkach eino nasa rasha be'edus asma. And Rav Yosef says, no, we can't split it up. Either we believe it all, or we believe nothing. And since we can't believe the part of the Gabi him, we can't believe the part of the Gabi somebody else either. The ain't other nation is a do so ages itlasma leos Russia. I have had the kind of one who does peep come even dummy, that a person's admission is like 100 aven. Honey needed in Mamona, that's where he admits that he owes money, but not that he's a Russia. Have a knosso the onish malchus the lips alone. But to passel himself, or to get Malchus, or to get Nisa, we don't believe you. We do not believe you to make yourself a Russia. We do believe you if you want to do tshuva, right? Or you want to avoid doing an Aveira. A guy says, what's it called? I ate chaylev. The Eidim come and they say, you ate chaylev. You have to bring the chatas. He says, true, but I did it for Mazit. We believe him. Because over there, he doesn't want to make himself a Russia. He wants not to bring a chatas when he doesn't have to. Because it's chulin lazor. You want to avoid doing an Aveira. So then we believe him. But God made the fact that he ate the Mason, because over here he's not telling us he's a Russia. He's telling us that he doesn't have a carbon. And if he brings a carbon, he's over an Aveira of bringing Hulun Lazar. The Shani agency, he's going to get it yet. Okay. Tomorrow says, Lamer of Yosef, the Omar Krev Yehuda. Maybe Rav Yosef who says, that if somebody comes and says, Ploni Ravani Laonsi, we don't believe him at all, because we don't split up what he said, so then Rav Yosef, in our Mishnah, can't hold like the Rabbanah. Because the Rabbanah and the Chora say that if he testifies he killed, then we do believe him. Must be, because the Rabbanah hold the Svar of Rava, Palginim Dibura. So when Rav Yosef said his din, he said it in Rav Yehuda, not in the Rabbanah. Omer lechor of Yosef, I know Dam Rafil the Rabbanan. No, I can hold like the Rabbanan too. The Shani Edus Isha, that's even the Rabbanan. And Edus Isha, since they believe in Edecha, they believe a person even to say who's a Rasha. A Rasha also they believe. That's why it's okay. Rav Menashe, Domer Krav Yehuda. And Rav Menashe, who says that and I hold there's no such thing as Palgina Dibura. We believe you, you're a Rasha. But Ramaisa, what's it called? The Russia's Kosher Leidus Isha. And Rav Menashe, who says that somebody who's Pasul Minat Torah can't be believed by Eidus Isha, he goes according to Rav Yehuda, not according to the Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, I would have to say the Rabbanan hold that somebody who's Pasul Leidus is Kosher Leidus Isha. That's how I would learn the Mishnah. And Rav Menashe would have to be like Rav Yehuda. And Rav Menashe would say, I would learn the Mishnah that the Rabbanan hold Palginan Dibura like Rava. And Rav Yosef, who says no Palginan Dibura, would have to hold like Rav Yehuda. Okay. Rashi, the Shani Edesisha, the Kibubur Rabbanan, Hilka Chafibu Rasha Nema. V'ano Leslie the Rav Menashe. I don't hold like Rav Menashe that a person who's possible that Edes Minatora is possible Edesisha. The Omer Hod the Divrei Torah possible. Ela Rav Menashe, the Omer Rav Yehuda. V'hachim Mesukum Sugya. Rav Yosef mokim Rav Menashe Krav Yehuda. Rav Menashe mokim Rav Yosef Krav Yehuda. In order to learn the Mishnah, right, Rav Yosef would say the Mishnah goes according to even my svar of Lo Palgin and Dibura, but not like Rav Menashe in the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan hold that a Pasul Le'edus is Kosher Le'edus Isha. And Rav Menashe would have to hold like Rav Yehuda. And Rav Menashe says, no, I learned the Mishnah that the Rabbanan hold like Rava, that Palgin and Dibura. Right? And Rav Yosef, who said that Lopal given Dibura would have to hold like Rav Yehuda. Okay. Mar says, Harganua, but even Rav Yehuda holds that if he says we killed him, then we believe him. Lachar, what's the difference if he killed him together with other people, he killed himself? He's still a Russian. Maishno Haragti, but Maishno Haragnuhu. On Rav Yehuda, Baomer, Ani Hayisim Hargav. I didn't touch him, but I was there with the mob. Right? They killed him. I was there amongst the killers. Then he's not making himself a Rasha. He's just a bystander. Then we believe him. I immerse the Vatanya Omrulo the Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa Belista Mechad, Shiyotza Lehareg, the Megizas Kapotkia, right? There was a thief who was taken out to be executed in Megizas Kapotkia, name of a place. The Omer Lahem, Lechu Imrulo the Esha Shimon Ben Kohen, Anihorakti is Baila. The Knisosi Lulut. So he said, before they executed him, go tell the wife of Shimon ben Kohen that I killed him, what's it called? I killed your husband when I came into Lut.
The Amri lo b'kisosu lud. Some say when he came into lud. The Yeshua Shisto, and they let her get married. Right? How could they believe him? Right? According to Rabbi Yehuda, right, he's not believed to say Harati, either because Einot Mason Asma Russia, and what's it called, and Russia can't be Kosher Levis, right? Or because, either because of Russia's Kosher, or because, what's it called in Rabbi Yehuda? Because he goes a Russia's apostle. I mean, and lo pagin gibura. Omer lahem yisham raya. That's he didn't say that he killed the guy, but Omer ani hayisim hargav. He just testified that he was there when he was killed, but not that he killed him. You got the story wrong. He didn't go tell the woman I killed your husband, but I was there when they killed your husband. That's what he said. Amr says, behold, he's been funny. Lamai said the guy was a thief and he was executed. It must be that he murdered somebody. Not that he just was around. They don't usually kill people that just were bystanders. So Amr says, Shemitpas Ayadei Listoyas. He was arrested for thievery. I go hayotzele harik tani. They don't kill people for being thieves either. Right? Amr says, Beidina dovdikochotin, dolo daiti vakatu. And Echanami, what's it called? They're not Madaic, and he was a thief, and he kind of that he was there, and they assumed he was part of the mob that killed this guy. They killed him. But in Echanami, he didn't admit that he killed anybody. He just said he was there when he was killed. That's why we believe him. That's the difference between Haragnu. Haragnu doesn't mean we killed him, and I was just part of the mob that when they killed him, I was there and saw it. Rashi. I didn't touch him. Right? I was just there. I was a bystander. They killed him because he was there, meaning that they assumed that he also killed him. They assumed that, but that wasn't the real case. He didn't say that. He said, I was there as a bystander. And they said, we don't believe you. Right? And they killed him because of that. So it was a secular court. It wasn't al pi halacha that they killed.